Blog Talk Radio.
There lived a peaceful people who were very small and lived very happily in their tree houses. Nobody worked a day in their lives. The earth provided for them, and everybody always had a good time. There wasn't even such a thing as money. One day, God was angry for no reason at all. A storm came, and a lightning bolt struck one of the tree houses. A fire quickly spread throughout the village, and the whole thing quickly burned down. Everybody died.
Zion, you know. Right now with the moonlight.
Wild.
Right on. But don't you ride like lightning? This man, if you ride like lightning, then you'll crash like thunder. So come on down along the way, now the sun a little wheels out. Cause I'm a coming down, I'm gonna leave the wheels, I would be the baby, oh. Wow, baby! Come put your feet up, baby, baby. So all them bold and so you got to give me some. I tell you,
Manly Augustus Buchanan, or
big youth, like Bumbleclot Bible would say, from the 70s, quoted as saying himself, DJs bar the closest to the people because there weren't no kind of establishment control on the sound systems, you know. That was Big Youth with S90 Skank. Really dope track. And, of course, you can expect some more Big Youth on the future shows. This is DBTCRFM, or the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Coast Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And tonight is actually tentatively titled Pharmaceutical Hollywood Radio, which, I got to be honest with you, that's kind of a lie. Because the only thing that's on my mind, and, of course, on the minds of the people that were involved, hell, even the people that weren't involved and the people that weren't there, is Denver right now. And that's what we're here to talk about tonight is Denver. Tiny Amp versus Literary Underground, which was last weekend, the same time. And, god damn, it was such a great time. And, of course, if you guys missed out on that, you can actually go to our Blog Talk Radio page here, www.blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. And you can actually check out the Denver pre-show that we did, which was 1 week ago. And I really appreciate Brian Fuget hosting that, as well as Mr. Gazinski. And, yeah, it was really good stuff, man. Great callers that came on the line. It was awesome. Really cool time. And, you know, of course, we got to meet Tiny Amp Records in the process of going to Denver. And I got to say, that is one talented group of, goddamn, just young-ass, brilliant individuals, man. Really just great stuff. Had some great conversations out there, of course, with Hunter Dragon. I actually talked to him outside for a little bit. He was telling me about touring and whatnot. That dude's pretty fucking cool. And I'll be playing some of his music on the show tonight, as well as Kurta, or King Kurta, as he is, as he likes to be called. God, man, that guy had, like, an awesome set. Unfortunately, we couldn't get a very good video of the bands playing, just because, you know, Michelle McDonald won't cop up and buy, you know, us a big camcorder and everything like that, since she makes, like, $1 million off this shit. Yeah. Nah, just playing. But we got some great stuff on the show tonight, man. We got, you know, like I said, we had Big Youth, we got Hunter Dragon, Kurta. We also got Max Romeo, Radio for the Daydreamers, which is actually an independent band that requested a review at Unlikely Stories. So I will be telling you guys a little bit more about that later on tonight. Just sit back, kick back, and let's just keep things going. I do see that we have a caller on line one. I'll be coming back and getting to you here in just a moment. But first, I do want to play, as I mentioned, Kurta, King Kurta. I'm gonna, I have to remind myself, you got to refer to him as King Kurta. This is Nashville Strings. It's the name of the song. Really dope track. 3 minutes, 58 seconds of Ear Fuck. Hell yeah. Let's do this. We'll be right back.
Don't be a toy bat. Every rapper ran his dick, has a mixtape. Feels fake, feels like rape. Feels like watching the outline of a caricature pixelate, and the space between letters used to seem so infinite. It's still finite fact, no one breathe. The pavement soaks the blood we bleed. I didn't wanna hold the guitar, nobody could string. Plus I didn't promise shit on a rumor I could sing. When the band broke up, I said I'd be a ghost, cause the ghost is better than most. Most are like me, not even a memory. Take a look, click another link. Click another link, it's free. It's free. No need to spend time with dancers in the black face ring with reverb so high you can't stop and buy. Max Law, pick a song. Sing a song. Max Law, pick a song. special you could be with me. But I still feel owned for every time I borrow in receipts. Go up as quick as flash paper when perspective shifts over these ripped mirrors. Not connected tissue to pull songs from these homes, these thrones built around the strings of Nashville. For all we know, the glory that they keep is just smoke. For all we know, the glory that we seek is just smoke.
Contusions. Ever since, I've been unable to find the lost rainbow in my bed. If you want to, you can watch me suck my own toes, and then you can pay my rent.
That was King Curta with Nashville Strings. Speaking of Nashville, I was hanging outside of the Denver compound, as I like to call it, Mr. Andrew William Suravani's house. And, yeah, we're hanging out there, and I'm chilling with Hunter Dragon, talking shit and whatnot, and he mentions going on tour on a Megabus and whatnot, and going through city to city and whatnot, have you, and talks about stopping in Nashville, I think. I think it was Nashville, or yeah, it was Nashville. And, you know, of course, I'm from the area and whatnot, and we got to talking about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's got a really cool club kid scene there. And, yeah, they found that kind of curious. I don't know if that still exists, though. That was the problem, is, like, whenever I was going to Nashville, it was, like, literally, it was, like, 2002. And there was, like, major club kid scene there back in that day. But I don't even know if that shit's still there anymore. God damn, there was some really good times there. But that song, Nashville Strings, it really just makes you, I don't know, it just makes you feel generally reminiscent, I think. So, big ups to King Curta. He will be, we'll be playing another track by him, actually, a little bit later on in the show, so definitely stay tuned for that. Right now, I've got a caller on line one. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in since they've been waiting very patiently. Do appreciate it. 720, you're live.
Hey, it's Dustin.
Hey, how the fuck are you, man?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to hear one of the quad migos calling in, sir. I like that. Very cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to ask you, since you were at the Denver event, and fantastic fucking reading, by the way, sir.
Oh, thank you. You as well.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I wanted to ask you, what was one of the highlights of the Denver trip for you personally, sir?
Well, like, meeting everybody was, like, such a trip. Because how, like, what?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, no, just, like, you and I, between, like, the radio show and the pamphlets and now Clefjaw, we've been, like, exchanging emails for, like, at least a year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, to just, like, shake your hand and, like, meet you was sort of just pretty insane. And the same with, like, William or Andrew or whatever.
yeah, no doubt. That's what,
yeah,
like, really gets me for about these trips, man, is, like, literally, like, putting people's faces to, like, avatars, you know. So a lot of people, we just walk around like avatars, you know. I hate that analogy, dude, and that's why I don't know, everything I can to, like, make it literal, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it made it a lot more real, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really wild to just meet everybody, and everybody was, like, so friendly. And it was just an incredible time. I'm quite glad to have made it. Thanks again.
Oh, yeah, man. You're going to be making it out to the next ones, too, sir. So we're definitely have to hook that up.
Sure.
I did want to also mention that one of my favorite parts was meeting your brother, who is one of the only other people I know that has read Infinite Jest all the way through. And
yeah, he was pretty psyched to be able to talk to you about it, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what, like, I fed off of that, to be honest with you. I was I'm sitting there talking with him, and, like, the fact that he knew exactly who I was talking about and, like, what I was talking about, I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's like hard walking around, like, after reading that book because, you know, you want to talk about it because it's so thick, you know. It's life-changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, we ruined it for you, I think, a little bit.
No, I think I was lucky when you guys were, I think actually that's when King Curta was playing, because whenever you guys talked about something that felt like a thing that I shouldn't be hearing prior to reading, I just kind of tried to pay attention to the music.
See, that's where I got messed up, because King Curta was playing, like, while I was talking with your brother about that, so I missed out on, like, a good two-thirds of his set, and that, like, when I come out, like, I see he's got this, he's got this puppet, like, with a bucket over his head.
Yeah, with the tin can. He's, like, banging the microphone against the can. And
that was the best part, when he starts banging the microphone against
it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I still don't know what the hell was happening, but I liked it.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'm still in a daze over it. But,
yeah,
shit, dude, just...
still, like, it's wild.
It is,
like,
man. I know. Like, I'm still trying to get over it. Really am. But before we get too excited about it, I feel like I'm going to, like, bust my wad, like, too early here. I wanted to go ahead and ask, sir, if you could get a poem ready, specifically that one that you shared with the Quadmigos today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. The
right.
Denver one.
Yeah, I love that one. That was fucking dope. And then we'll play a quick song, and then we'll come back and let you handle that shit.
Sounds good.
Right on, man. We're going to go with first, Hunter Dragon, which, through a little bit more research, I don't know if this is how he came across the inspiration for the name, but through a little bit more research, and I found out that Hunter Dragon is actually a character from an animated series that was around, I think, like 2001, 2000, something like that, called Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm not sure. I never watched it, but yeah, Hunter Dragon, so... This is called Mountain Hailstorm is the name of it, and it's by Hunter Dragon, really cool motherfucker and just really dope musician. Tiny Amp Records, it's invading. I'll tell you guys some more about that when we come back.
Thank you.
I went to one Teen Life Mass a few years ago and almost lost my faith because of it. I was so distraught over the mockery I had seen and so scandalized that the Holy Catholic Church would allow this to continue. And rock and roll, rock and roll music and swaying priests and teeny boppers, as well as aging boomers who should know better, this is not in any way, shape, or form Catholic.
This is your Literary Underground newsfeed for Friday, January 18th and Saturday, January 19th of 2013. Brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinet, Wednesday night service, Zygote, my radio, and soon to come, starting probably next week, Sunday, Tiny Church with Tiny Amp Records. Oh, yeah, that's right. Tiny Amp Records will be doing a show on the Literary Underground. Be showcasing Tiny Amp Records musicians, artists, as well as local Denver business owners and what have you. So it's going to be one hell of a show. You guys should definitely keep tuned in and keep up to date on the information about that, because it's coming, and it's coming fucking soon. It's going to be badass. Also on the news feed tonight, I did want to mention that Citizens for Decent Literature, which has recently acquired a new editor in the form of Lightning Rejection, Lindsay Thomas, is actually extending their deadline for submissions for the next issue all the way up to February 1st, 2013. Is that correct? It's like February 1st, right? Yeah, she doesn't know. So, yeah, you guys should definitely go to citizensfordecentliterature.com. Check out how to – it's ready, and when it's ready is what I'm told. And, of course, giving voice to the voiceless and shit like that, that's what we always do at the Citizens for Decent Literature. You guys can go there, citizensfordecentliterature.com, click submit, and it'll give you all the information about, you know, font type, simultaneous submissions, all that good stuff. So yeah, you should definitely go by there, check that out. Really great fucking shit they do over there. Before the break, I did want to mention that we had Hunter Dragon just a minute ago, Mountain Hailstorm, and please, everybody go to www.hunterdragon.com, and you can actually download free tracks there as well as buy tracks. Listen to the album just right from the website as well, which is How the Crow Flows, How the Crow Flows Part 3, which is fucking dope, which is a part of a three-part compilation album that he just recently finished. So it's really dope shit, man. I love this. God, I love the album covers. Really, too. Or I just love this whole fucking site, man. These kids are onto something, for real. We got another caller actually online too. Before we go to them, I did want to bring in Dustin. Excuse me, Dustin, and see if he's got that poem ready. Dustin, you're live.
Yeah, I think Hunter Dragon has a band camp too, where you can get stuff and listen to stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it's www.ohdo.com is another really cool place that you could get some fucking dope ass tracks. I'll be playing something from there later on in the show, so I'm glad you mentioned
that. Yeah, that little Prince album earlier.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, dude, I love that shit, man. It's I've really been like listening to it like for the last week ever since we got back. I've just been like really zoning out on Tiny App Records, and I don't know, it's like so much better than listening to fucking like Pandora, where they like recycle the same fucking songs like over and over again.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Right on, man. So, yeah, I'm ready when you are, sir.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So I wrote this poem after a hardcore weekend in Denver. Henry David Thoreau is the Punisher as Michael Jordan for the Literary Underground. putting cigarettes out on what used to be Gigi Allen's body at 1 a.m. like a poisonous snake in the mailbox of the world, or a poorly taxidermied bear in Jake's backyard where gigantic eagle men throw rocks at undercover cops and comic book artists in some smoke-filled room, meeting old friends for the first time and shaking hands just to be sure, because, well, now it will all be transcendental feeling, like howling at the cinematic moon of Greek warriors and mountain lion fur coats from the foot of Henry's Ladder.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Thank
oh my
you.
God. Yes, and it, like what I really enjoyed about that was I believe we actually heard a rough version of that in Denver. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I at like at a Williams house, you guys asked me to read, and I just had like this notebook with a bunch of half-written poems, and it was like. It was originally pretty different, but I kept some of the lines and stuff in it. I don't know, it makes more sense this way than I think it did. So, yeah.
Well, I was going to say I loved seeing the progression of it, to be honest with you. And just to see, like you're talking about, it really, when you first read it, it was amazing shit, and now it's like 10 times that because of,
thanks.
Just really great lines in there, man. Really important stuff.
I appreciate it.
No, man. The title itself was fucking dope. You know, Henry David Thoreau meets the Punisher meets Michael Jordan. That's perfect. Perfect stuff. I was actually going to mention that one thing I kept hearing during the Denver event was that this is the year of the Michael Jordan.
I heard that, and I didn't. I only sort of understood it, but I figured I'd put it in. So
yeah. I can totally agree with it, but I think I kind of put it together because, you know, it is 2013, and you take, you know, 2 and 3, which is like the first number and the last number of that, it's 23. I don't know. And then 1 times 0 is like 0, so it's 23. I don't know. I think I'm reaching for something
No,
there.
I think that it could be. Plus, maybe we'll all just play a lot of basketball.
That sounds good to me. I love dunk contest. Everybody knows that. Right now, I did want to go ahead and bring in our next caller on line 2. Before that, I did want to mention we got 30 minutes left of live streaming, so if you do want to call in, maybe make some requests for some future shows, we might even, like, you know, listen to you. I don't know. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. Caller on line 2, you're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Word.
Started calling.
Cool, who are we speaking with?
My name is James, Professor James Moriarty.
Mm-hmm. Professor James Moriarty, that's cool.
You've heard of me.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Not ringing any bells.
Crime.
Not ringing a bell with you, Dustin?
What? I mean, I feel like it should be some sort of wise detective's nemesis, but that doesn't sound like anything I've seen or heard or read.
Yeah.
But
I'm not recognizing the voice either.
It's a neat name, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm known as Napoleon of Crime.
Oh, cool. Right on. So that means you're short
Napoleon.
And you have a gimp arm. Is that right?
Which one was Napoleon? He was the German with the tiny mustache? Or
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
That was the German with the tiny mustache and the gimp arm that kept it in his jacket all the time. Had the little man complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys take music requests?
No, not really. I got to be honest with you. Really don't.
Oh, really?
Especially not from Napoleon. I'm pretty sure you're a dictator.
This is Professor Moriarty. I'm the Napoleon of crime, not Napoleon.
No, you're acting like a dictator right now. So.
Well. So like you can't play like any songs by like Blink 182.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'll tell you what. Hold on, I'm gonna play Blink 182 right for you. Okay, you ready for it? Ready?
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Anyway, Napoleon requested Blink 182, and I put him on mute for that because I just won't even, like, have that kind of bullshit on the show. going to allow that. Saw that going absolutely nowhere. I'm sorry. Area code 516-659-8739. Yeah, I just put your number out there, bro. That's what happened.
Yeah, do we know who that was, or was that just...
I think it was just a prank, to be honest with you.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad one, too. That guy wasn't very good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We used to do these shows with Nuwamba Flamingo, and, you know, we
and you guys would prank call people. Or
yeah, and that shit's
yeah,
fun. I like to do it. Yeah. I take it very seriously, Justin Holland, you know? Like, you got to be able to do it. I take it very seriously. It's like a craft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like Blink-182 and Sherlock Holmes should never really enter into the prank call zone.
Yeah.
Like, vernacular.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and move on. Hang out for a second, man. Don't go anywhere. Probably actually find another one if you got time there.
All right, for sure. Hey, can I call right back, though?
Yeah, most definitely, man.
All right.
Be around.
Very cool.
All right.
I'll call back in a second.
Cool. We'll be here. This is Max Romeo is the next artist that we got here. Name of the song is Natty Dread Take Over. About sizes it up right there. DBTCRFM, I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, not Moriarty or Napoleon or Hitler. We'll be right back.
Run, Babylon. I said, run, Babylon. Blood, Babylon. Not the dread of come. I come, them I come. Blood, Babylon. I said, run, Babylon. Run, Babylon. Not the dread of come. I come, them I come. Natty Ako, the more Babylon brutalized dreadlocks, is the more Natty Dread unite to make them heart quiver. Babylon, them nowadays will strangle or shoot you just to take away your wife. Them licky licky, beggy beggy, run, Babylon. I said, run, Babylon. Blood, Babylon. Not the dread Ako. Ako, not the Ako, not the Ako. Babylon, I'm quiet. Not to take over. Babylon, now what the end? I the biggest island seller. But if them catch Natty Dread with a split, them ready to lock him away. One thief never like to see another carry long bag. No, no, no. Run, Babylon. I said, run, Babylon. Blood, Babylon, not the dread Ako, them Ako, not the Ako. Run, Babylon, Babylon, a fire out there. Run, Babylon, Babylon, a war with a day. Not to take over. Babylon, no like nothing. Just because Natty control all the nice, nice data. Natty happy big man data. Just because Natty go strong for manish water. Run, Babylon. I say, blood, Babylon.
In the course of writing the most awesomely bad stripper memoir ever, she was sued by 300 to 600 different people. Her very own family took out a hit on her and even argued about who would pull the trigger. She hurt the feelings of all of her former classmates at Paradise Valley High School. She embarrassed herself by leaving a vile record of the fact that she ever thought she was marginally hot shit.
Hunter Dragon with They Call Me Fire, and actually had the opportunity, as well as Dustin, to see that live. That was, seriously, do you remember all the, like, fucking Christmas lights and shit like that? Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. That song gives me the chills, bro. Like, I'm not even playing. For real.
It's really wild to, like, hear the song that, like, he plays and shit, because it's just, like, takes you back to, like, this weekend.
Yeah, dude, like, it totally puts you back in that same mind space, so, yeah. There'll be more. There'll be more, man. I haven't even, like, this new Tiny Amp radio show that we're going to be putting on Sunday is going to be pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, I'm pretty I didn't know that was going to be a thing, but I'm glad that it is.
You better believe it.
Tune in on Sunday.
Hell yeah. We got another caller, man. Yeah. Yeah, we got another one. I want to bring him on. I recognize it. I think
I
recognize
it.
He's
in Blink 182.
It might be a member of Blink 182. It could be. This might be Travis Barker. Is this Travis Barker? Is this Travis Barker? Caller online too.
Travis.
Come on,
you
Travis.
Can talk
say
to
us. Come on, man.
We're your friends. We're not like the others.
Yeah. We weren't flying the plane. I promise you. Come on, 206. I see you there.
Okay. We're all here.
Yeah. We're here. Who is this? Who we got here?
This is Ryan.
Snellman?
You're living up here in this... Yes, living up
Holy
here in the corner
shit.
Of the world.
Holy shit.
Ryan Snellman.
Oh, I knew I recognized that number. I knew it. I don't blame you. I wouldn't have answered to Travis Barker either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta leave a little mystery in the world here.
You're so much better than Travis Barker.
Yeah. That's way better.
I know.
I'm glad you're on the show. Ryan, of course, was part of the Literary Underground team versus Tiny Amp Records in Denver last weekend. Ryan, since you're on the show, I already asked Dustin this question. I'll go ahead and I'll ask you. What was the most memorable experience about Denver for you, sir?
Let's see now. I would have to say walking in the door of Mile High Comics.
Nice. Very nice, sir. I was hoping you were going to say that.
I mean, come on. An entire warehouse of freaking comic books. How can you beat that?
Yeah.
Man, I'm bummed that I missed that.
You totally missed that.
Terrible. Because I've, like, my dad used to live in Denver, and I've lived in Colorado my whole life, and I've still never been there.
Oh, man. It's like
this is shameful.
It's like Valhalla, dude. Like, in all seriousness, it really was. Like, I remember looking at the ads for that store when I was a kid back in the fucking 80s and, like, seeing those in the back of the comic ads, and I'd be like, oh, dude, like, I so want to go there. And 2013, I, like, roll up in Ryan Snellman's Chrysler at my,
Well, the total freaking gangster car of all time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was very gangster, sir. I was, you know, Mr. Swainbow's riding up front, and I was like, oh, this is cool, yeah, you know. Got a little comic posse. I don't think Mr. Swainbow was excited about the comic book store as myself and Ryan, but he went along for the ride.
Well, I think he was just excited to get out of the house.
Yeah, yeah, he got a little cabin fever there for a minute, definitely. I don't know, though, but I mean, how do you go to an amazing city like Denver and, like, you know, not see it? It's just amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. It was either that or the freaking playoff game the next day or that day at freaking Mile High Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know,
they were scalping tickets while we drove by, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think
the
you guys made the better choice. Mile High Comics.
Well, it was either Swamp Thing or, you know, playoff tickets. What are you going to do?
Swamp Thing all the way. All the way.
Yeah. Unless it was, like, Swamp Thing playoffs. And then...
Ooh.
But who would you have Swamp Thing versus who?
Oh, that's a good question. Swamp Man
versus
Thing.
The regular Thing? Yeah.
Man Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man Thing.
Or... Okay, Swamp Thing versus The Thing.
Oh. Have him face Man Thing. Make it a triple threat match. There you go.
Yeah, the
okay.
three of them fighting. Or the three of them could be a team, and they could just be called The Thing.
Ooh, I like that. The Thing.
And then they would just have to fight, like, God. I don't know. Who would they fight?
They would fight Tiny Amp Records and lose horribly. probably, I think. I don't know.
No, I think they would join Tiny Amp Records.
Yeah, they probably would. I would go to that show, definitely.
Okay,
and
so
guys,
the three things or the three amigos?
It's the three amigos. Or no, let's call it the three things, because the amigos part is already taken. We've already taken that.
Or like friendly things.
Yeah.
It could just be friendly things.
Yeah, the friendly things. How about that? They just give people hugs all day. Oh, yeah, man. Well, Ryan, I'm actually glad you're on the show. Perhaps you could pull up a little something, sir, that you would like to share with us.
Oh, I have a word or two I could share.
Good. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you time to, like, look through your one word or two. I'm going to play a real quick track and take a piss real quick. And then we'll be right back for this with Ryan Snellman and Dustin Holland. Fuck yeah, this is a good show. Barrington Levy is the name of the artist. And the name of the song is Ayawide. I don't know how to pronounce this shit. It's 6 minutes and 31 seconds. It's just enough time to, like, I don't know, spark a bowl. Maybe? Spark a bowl? Is it bowl time?
Yeah.
It's bowl time. All right, yeah. 6 minutes, 31 seconds. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Harrington Levy, Yahweh Day. I finally got that shit right, I think. I had to listen to the song a couple times to really get the feel of it, but nonetheless, it's a great fucking song. Really dope track. Coming right back with Mr. Ryan Snellman, Mr. Dustin Holland. We got about 5 minutes left of the live streaming portion of the show. Do appreciate everybody calling in and tuning in and what have you. Ryan, I think you're up to bat, bro.
Okay, I've got something short and sweet. Last night I woke from a dream, unsure of beauty or nightmare, knowing only I was home, you whispering my name.
Wow. Wow. Steamy.
Oh, yeah.
Steamy, sir. Steamy. Right on, man. You know, I was going to say that, you know, why are you are known for the short and sweet, and we were talking with Andrew on the way back from the event, and you mentioned gangster cars and what have you. It was on Andrew's authority that you, sir, are the most gangster of anybody that he has ever seen. Because you fly all the way from Seattle to Denver, you get a car, a hotel, all the whole nine, just to come in to an event, read one poem for like 2 minutes, and then you bust out. See you later. And he's like, that is the most gangster shit ever.
That's pretty fucking great. Yeah, it's radical.
It is.
Well, that's what I'm all about. I mean, I read one poem in Albuquerque. I read, you know, back in 2009, I went all the way to Kansas City to read one freaking poem.
That is so badass, dude. That is your new. I'm gonna have to start calling you. We gotta think of a nickname for Ryan, man. I don't know. We gotta think of a nickname for
we'll
you.
We'll work
sir.
On that.
Yeah, we're gonna work on a nickname for you for that. I see people calling you Viking. I was gonna actually ask you about that. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, that was an extended family member. It's, you know, most of my heritage is Swedish and Norwegian and Finnish and Scottish and, you know, the
Vikings.
Yeah,
the Norse.
It all goes back, and, you know, it gets to the point where Seattle is like tropical weather to me when it's 40 degrees and raining. That's tropical weather to me.
Of course, because you're a Viking, and you are built to endure the elements, sir. And
of course.
Yeah, no doubt. I can totally see it, man. And you know what? I think we should just start calling you Viking. I think that's the nickname,
okay,
sir.
For sure.
I like to think that we consider you part of our extended family, so we're going to call you Viking. That's what we're going to do. So, here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
Right on.
And whenever the Viking hits town, you're going to get one poem, and that's it.
Sounds good. You guys heard it right here, DBTCRFM. If Ryan Snellman comes to your burg, you're getting one poem, and that's it. The Viking has spoken. Straight
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I like that. Dustin, we got 2 minutes left of the show, bro. You want to, or 2 minutes left of the live streaming part. I still got a couple more songs I'm going to play and whatnot and hang out for a minute. Did you want to like, maybe close this out, bro?
Yeah, sure. I've got one that I wrote last night that's not terrible. Man who thinks he's a motorcycle, roaring through the majesty of fucking America, listening to the Beach Boys with nothing to hold on to, like an infomercial king perched at the top of his pyramid scheme.
Yeah, see, short. God, man, you guys are really good at these short ones. I'm going to have to get on this shit. That was awesome, man. Nice Beach Boys reference there, sir. I kind of dug that. I've been reading that. I wanted to tell you, I've been reading that Bolaño book, The Romantic Dogs. And the
oh, yeah? Do you like it?
Dude, that has, like, completely opened me up. It really has. Like, I think, like, the combined quad-migo power, if you will, of Denver and the book, and, of course, your poetry and Ryan's gangsterness, and
Andrew's
just, yeah, I mean, like, the whole nine, man, it's really, I've I've produced so much in the last 2 days. Like, I wrote I wrote a book review and a music review like today. I don't usually do that. I usually take my time.
Write the book review, by the way.
Am I going to get killed for that? Am I going to get fucked up for that
one? You know, I don't know. I don't know him that well. But I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty intense. It is not. It's not the friendliest review.
No, it's not, man. It's honest, and God damn it. I might have to, I'd be honest with you guys. I might have to let this guy see this book review before I, put it out, and I'm just going to, give him the option of maybe
not. I don't
know,
because then he'll want to fight you. Then he'll want to fight you, and he'll be the only one who sees it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I feel like no matter what, he's going to want to fight you.
Yeah. Man, I hope he's not like that. Like, he seems like pretty... I'm not going to say who it is, but he seems like a pretty cool dude. And, I'm just hoping... And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put this out here right now. You know, for the people that have already, I've already talked to you about doing book reviews. I'll do book reviews for you. No problem. But from here on out, I am not doing book reviews for friends anymore. I'm sorry. I will not do it. I just can't. It's too, it's too hard to not hurt people's feelings and be honest at the same time sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
I just don't think I could write book reviews because I'd just be...
It's rough.
I'd either be, too nasty or all I would have to say is, it's really cool, you should check it out.
Yeah. Because I don't want to be that type of person. You see a lot of people writing book reviews and that's all they say. They just want to build it up. That's goes around in the small person. I don't want to be that. I like to point out both sides. You know what I'm saying? If you got something that could use some changing, I'll mention that. But I'll also mention something good. And I tried, guys. I really tried with this one.
I could tell you were trying. But even when you tried in this one, it turned kind of into a criticism.
Yeah.
Funny thing. You tried when you were talking about the characters' names, it almost seemed like you were trying to way to go, and then it just went downhill. It was
down from the first two sentences on. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, no, I was reading it and I was like, he was not kidding about this.
Yeah, I don't know, Ryan. If you were requisitioned for a book review and you didn't really like the book, and you wrote the review, I mean, what do you do in that situation, man? Do you publish it, or do you just, sit on it?
I'd be honest and send the honest review back to the person who requested it. If they want to publish it, then that's their own deal. And if I have something good to say, I'll send it out to the world. If I have something bad to say, well, I'll send it back to the author, and then they can deal with me personally.
Indeed.
I would trust Ryan because he's a Viking.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Viking on this one. I think you make perfect sense there, to be honest with you. Yeah. All right, well, I'll go ahead and I'll put it out there, guys. If you want a book review at Unlikely Stories, you request one, just make sure it's a good book, please. Please do.
Nothing but good books around here.
I know that, Ryan. It's gangster land in your fucking world over there in Seattle. Oh, man. I appreciate the advice, fellas. You really did help me out of a moral conundrum there. So I greatly appreciate it, both of you guys.
I don't know that I gave advice so much as was just it's going to be the Savage Detective.
No, I'm glad you brought it up. I'm so glad you brought it up. I wasn't going to be able to sleep tonight if I didn't know what to do about that, to be honest with you. I really wasn't. But we're talking about reviews, and, another thing that I do at Unlikely Stories is I do music reviews. Since this is a music show, we're going to talk about music here for a moment. I was actually requisitioned by this band to do a review of their album, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion, maybe, of their track, and maybe see if it's worth it. What do you guys think?
We could try, see what happens.
Yeah. All right, let's see what happens here. Radio for the Daydreamers is the name of the band. This is off the Denouement LP, which is available on Bandcamp. You can, I think it's radioforthedaydreamers.bandcamp.com. I'm not sure, but I'm almost positive Bandcamp has a search thing that you can look for, Radio for the Daydreamers. Off of the Denouement LP, this is Drawing Teeth on the Moon, right here, DBTCRFM. Be right back. The Daydreamers off the Denouement LP, which is available on Bandcamp for $5. You guys can go to Radio for the Day, daydreamers.bandcamp.com. Check it out. Click on the album cover. And they describe themselves as an experimental band based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And, quote, our intentions with music include creating a cinematic amalgamation of suspense, horror, and thrillers, other feelings ensue. I like that synopsis. Gentlemen, Mr. Ryan Snowman. We'll go ahead and start with you first. Yay or nay, sir?
Oh, I'd have to go nay. You know, it's sounds like something I would want to listen to when something else is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But once that something else is going on, I probably would never listen to it again.
Right, because you know, it's just like background noise, basically.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. At least that's my first impression of it, anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for the honest opinion, sir. Honesty. I like that. I like it. No problem. Dustin Holland, yay or nay, sir?
Yeah, I was actually going to say pretty much the exact same thing Ryan said. Like, it's the sort of music I would read to or, like, have a conversation to with it, like, in the background, and it'd be nice, but it's sort of like live Grateful Dead. It's, like, nice background or, like, music to listen to while, like, while you're doing something. Like Ryan said, well, something's going on, but to just, like, sit there and actively listen to, I feel like is a little bit.
Active participation and lacking thereof. I like that. Good point, sir. Man, you guys are good at this. I can't let you guys do this anymore because you might take my job. Unlikely stories, they might give you my job. Shit. Yeah.
Oh, we wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, please. You know, since I get paid hundreds and thousands of dollars by Unlikely Stories to review movies and books, you know, oh, yeah, that's just something in my throat. I'm not, you know, being sarcastic or anything. I love Unlikely Stories. I love it. I do this shit for free because I fucking love it. And goddamn, I love working with these guys. I mean, you get to meet like so many cool people, and you know, just working with Jonathan Pinton and guys like that, and Jeremy Height. Fuck man, it's just really dope. It's really, really dope. Appreciate all you guys at Unlikely Stories. And if you guys aren't familiar with Unlikely Stories, please come check us out, www.unlikelystories.org. Gentlemen, I had a couple more songs, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one last one. And this is from the event. Actually, I was going to play some Wu-Tang, and I was going to play all this other bullshit, but fuck all that. We're going to play King Curta, close out the show, basically.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play some King Curta. We're going to bang on some buckets with some microphones and act like complete goddamn lunatics with, I don't know, mic stands between our legs. Did you guys remember him with the mic stand between his legs? I mean, that was like...
Yeah, no, I was worried he was going to, like, hurt himself.
Yeah. I thought he was going to fall. I felt like such a, like, a old person. Like, I was like, you're going to bust your face. I think it was crazy. But King Curta is crazy. And I appreciate the two of you guys hanging out with me tonight. And please definitely come back whenever we do this again. King Curta is the name of the artist. Tiny Amp Records. This is off the Bushmeat LP, which is, if you guys are familiar with Bushmeat, basically, that's, like, packaged antelope and, like, other endangered species that, like, really rich fuckers in, like, places like Africa, like, buy on the black market and eat, like, steaks and shit, like, out of. It's fucked up. This is King Curta, which I'm going to call him Tiny Amp Records Secret Echo Terrorist. And I don't mean that in, like, a, you know, jihad kind of way. I just mean that the dude plays dope shit and likes to talk shit, and I love that. King Curta, this is the name of the artist, and the song is called Zero History. You guys have been listening to DBT CRFM or the Draconia Vampire Tunnel and its Close Repairs. I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flesh Metro, and catch you guys next week. Peace.
This story isn't sung in blood timeline, not etched in stone. The past is not lost, a limited space on a hard drive, trace life process in lines on your face. Through education we could get laminated and fight against time, but if it catches up, you'll be swept. when you die, they'll tweet about it.
When you die, they'll tweet about it.
Like the only sense of honor left is how we never sleep or rest or have the time to take the chance to lose a breath over beating the shit out of video games. Minus electronics, this has always been the same. Plus some extra syllables and know the versions of our last name. Let the banners fly, let them have history. Please teach the truth to your own seed. There's no story in me, just blood, genes, chemicals, DNA. There's no story in me. Flashlights still spin circles trying to illuminate bits of the trace in cyberspace, but cyberspace is so far away from my town. In my town they're turning crowns upside down, pretending if they don't believe there's nothing to believe about the guys a century before who'd ignore all their breathing lungs, climb rung straight to the top and never stop until they scar dogma across the skin of the earth. People who would care, they're still lies in South Korean skies where our plane shot some red down. Shot. Shot.